Hi, it's Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast, where I give you tips and tricks for taking charge of your art career. But before I get into the podcast, I think this podcast needs some music, don't you? Well, I'm going to have a contest. So I encourage you to check out the blog this week and look into the details of that contest, because I think this can use some jazzing up. All right, on to today's topic, offer an upgrade. Businesses everywhere are offering upgrades, and there's a reason. Customers like upgrades. They like knowing that there are better or at least more options available to them. But most artists aren't offering upgrades. You can be among the first. Upgrades can not only bring you more money, but they're also providing your fans with another level of service. You know what you have available, but additional options aren't always made clear to those who are buying from you. And let me give you an idea of what upgrades might look like for an artist. Let's say you teach classes and workshops. You offer a certain price for the class only, another price for the class plus a one-hour private consultation or critique from you, the expert. Class plus a copy of your book or extensive bound notes, or a class plus the DVD tutorial. Maybe you do wearables. You could sell a pair of earrings, or you could sell a pair of earrings plus a matching necklace, or you could sell the earrings in precious stones instead of semi-precious stones. And any artist can relate to this. You can sell the artwork, or you can sell the artwork plus a fine reproduction of the work. Or you could sell the artwork plus a set of custom holiday cards with the new owner's names printed on them. Now, one last example. It's about commission work. It came from my Insights teleseminar with guest and portrait artist Michael Shane Neal. Shane said he often donates a head and shoulders portrait to charity auctions. But he doesn't leave it at that. The winner gets another option, the option of upgrading to, say, a larger or three-quarter length portrait. And Shane reaps the financial benefits of that upgrade. If you want to know more about Shane's work and how he does his commission work, you can catch that entire interview at artbizcoach.com/insights. Now, I imagine that upgrades work best in an online shopping cart because it's just so easy to click on impulse. However, you can still add upgrades in other ways. You can add them to any printed order form. You can also mention them in person. And in your sales booth or studio, you can post a large sign or place flyers out on a table mentioning the options. Now, two last things about upgrades. These are very important. One, don't offer too many options, and make sure that the options are quite different and easy to distinguish among. Anything you do to confuse the buyer might lead to a lost sale. Two, you can give a small price break for the upgrade, but an upgrade is not a sale or a bonus. Don't confuse these things, and don't give things away. Gifts are different than upgrades. Upgrades exist to help you make more money. Know this. I just said it. Offering upgrades can help you make more money. And this is my mission, to help you make more money. Think about this. Upgrades are probably something your buyers hadn't considered or even known about. You have to tell them. Do this. Offer upgrades to increase your bottom line. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield. And if you think you might enjoy reading this as much as listening to it, go on over to artbizcoach.com and sign up for the free Art Marketing Action newsletter, the written version of this podcast.